and good morning and welcome here from our Renewery here in Palm Springs, California. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. I realize that I look a little bizarre to a great many of you as I sit here wearing my headphones and staring directly into the camera, but I think I'm reaching out and touching each and every one of you as I say to all of you, Merry to you, the word you call and the holiday you call Christmas, Merry Christmas, the thing you celebrate. We here at Elcott The Next Step celebrate the day of expectation, and that's what today is. Today, you will be celebrating with me the immersion. I will show you myself being immersed, and I'll also show you myself being immersed sideways. What I mean by that is the camera that was being operated by Jerry, my engineer, was not operated, I don't think it was operated properly, and certainly I should be perhaps more, I don't know, I should be more vigilant myself in observing how well these cameras are operated. Now you can see that we're here in the palatial Renewery Suite. If I could show you half of what this beautiful place has to offer, your minds would come apart with glee and joy. As you can see over my left shoulder, it looks to be a science fiction program featuring a large lizard. And this would frighten you, this would shock you, and this would cause you great internal upheaval were I not here to help you through today, the day of expectation. Now again, many of you celebrate this day as Christmas Day. Well, good for you. Have yourself a ball. But Christmas is simply a figment of your imagination. The idea that a baby was born, all right, babies are born. Are they born in mangers? I suppose. I don't know. Who cares? Are babies born in mangers and then do they grow up to be nailed to crosses? I guess. You know, better him than me, let me put it that way. And I don't mean any disrespect. If you want to believe that, have at it. Friend, have at it. I'm the one that they call Dr. Ed Elcott. And yet, it was my great-grandfather, Hevner Elcott, and his wife, Gladewishes Elcott, and his brother, Wainbro Elcott, who was a different segment of the family entirely, and the name Elcott seemed to be fortuitous because do you know how his father died? That would have been my great-great-great-great uncle. He died from a blood clot in his leg that carried into the brain and exploded out through the ears. I'm laughing because it's hysterical laughing. I need a doctor, I need a psychiatrist, I need to speak to another Elcott Priesterly to help me. It's called clearing the back end. Oftentimes our brains, much like our lower colons, get backed up and we've got to blow it out through the ears. And I can remember my first teacher in Elcott The Next Step, a man by the name of Sad Jim McGinnis. They called him Sad Jim because he walked around and he looked as if he'd just lost his best friend. And yet, he was one of the happiest men you've ever seen in your life. Sad Jim McGinnis died 2 weeks ago at the age of 26. I know it's very young, but that's how heavy this cat was, you know. Now you're saying, well, how old are you, Dr. Elcott? Well, that's none of your business. But I can tell you that Sad Jim McGinnis was and remains one of the finest teachers that Elcott The Next Step has ever had. Now, I told you you were going to witness the immersion. I told you that it would be gleeful and would be filled with the irony and the harmony of the glee. Let's now look at Elcott The Next Step as we go through our immersion. Now, this is a very special time here on Christmas Day. And this is something we do each and every Christmas Day. This is the immersion, so I will show it to you as it happened right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Christmas Day, And I'm going to be utilizing my priesterly powers. Hold on, I have to take a drink. Is it alcoholic? Yes, it is. Do I need it? No, I don't. Is it necessary? No, it isn't. But yet, do I have the right? Yes, I do have the right to drink the alcoholic beverages here in Elkhart, the next step. And so, well, Billy, if you want to get the... Jesus Christ. Elkhart, the next step, will now immerse. Oh. Oh, yeah. Elkhart, Elkhart, Elkhart. Oh, Christmas Day.
Well, I think you've seen just about
I'm
enough.
I'm going to be utilizing...
Yes, you've...
My priesterly powers.
Well, let me...
Hold on. Take a drink.
All right, I think you've seen just about enough of that nonsense. And so that was me just moments ago as I was immersing myself. Now, I have one more item that I'd like to show. It's a very quick commentary that I made. And then we want to show you our hashtag for today. This will be the Elkhart hashtag for today. Now, that was Elkhart, the next step. Here is Elkhart version 3, the aversion and the immersion in full context. Now let's take a look at this. You'll forgive me, we're trying to figure out just exactly... All right. Well, you see this is a... I'm trying to figure out... Well, we got email. I've got all kinds of crazy things that are going on right here. But let me just say this. As we attempt to find the final clue here in Elkhart, the next step... this is, again, the final immersion. Ah, yes, here it is. Pardon me, I didn't think we'd had it.
Immersion pool. And this is our immersion pool here. As you can see, where I will immerse myself now in the Elkhart immersion.
I know it's sideways.
Elkhart immersion.
Do not be frightened.
Elkhart immersion. Yes. The Elkhart immersion.
Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying all of this is very silly.
And now I am transformed.
It's all just...
And transfixed.
Oh, shut up. You're saying all of this is very silly. And you're saying, why are you boring us with this? This is part of... And unfortunately, because the immersion and transfixation is such a rare occurrence, we can't... properly, certainly, show you this celebration without some kind of internal disorder going on within me and others of my ilk. However,
Christmas Day.
You see? But if I am able, and if I could get Todd Tattingly to help me with this, brother, there'd be some real sweet things. Can you help me?
Certainly, Doctor.
All right, because... All right. This is the last step of the immersion, which I'm trying to find for you and begin. Forgive me. But please remember that on this day of expectation, so much can go wrong. So much does go wrong. And so much should go wrong. Why? Because that's the way I like it. That's the way it's got to be, and that's the way it feels for me. I am Ed Elkhart. I am a member of the Order of Priesterly. Those who begin and...
Wow, that was great.
There we are.
The immersion is lasting, and it lasts for as long as you do, for as long as I do, for as long as you do.
Let's watch this again. Let's watch this again. Hold on.
Wow, that was great. The immersion is lasting, and it lasts for as long as you do, for as long as I do. For as long as you do. Do. I just did what I didn't want to do. I said do. Oh, boy, this is going to take some time. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Now, wow, that was great.
A great many of you may be thinking to yourself,
the immersion is lasting, and it lasts for as long as you do.
Yes, we understand.
For as long as I do.
Now, I know many of you are thinking, what I know what you're thinking, and you don't have to, you don't kid me. You're thinking this is a whole load, and I'll use the word, this is a whole load of dog shit. You have wasted. I'm emotional. You're thinking you've wasted precious hours watching Dr. Elcott shuck and jive with his iPhone. And all he did was sit in a hot tub and drink a Moscow Mule. Well, you'd be wrong. Many of you feel that you know exactly what's in the heart of man. Well, you don't. I'm a priesterly, and even I don't. And I'm getting ready to be elevated to the Elcott preservative level. Someday to become an overlord. Praise, you know, I hope, God willing, I'm an overlord, and I will not have to suffer the overlord leveling me. But a great many of you are sitting there today, and you're saying, and I will use the crude words that you use, this is bullshit. Nothing could be further from the truth. Elcott, the next step is here to take you to a higher plane, to a higher level, to immerse you in the truth of the liquid. You saw me out there. I was in the liquid. To you, it's a hot tub. To me, it's the liquid of truth. To you, that was a Moscow Mule. To me, it was the elixir of the gods. To you, this is some resort hotel in Palm Springs. To me, this is the monastery and the renewery of the manure. Now let me explain what the manure is. The manure is the fertilization of the mind. We call it the manure because manure in the farming technique is, of course, what you spread on the field to help things grow. The manure in the lexicon of Elcott is that which you spread on your brain. You spread it in your mind. Now, you may ask, well, doesn't that mean it's pornography and it's gambling and it's cheap black and white movies from the 50s?
Yes.
Yes, I laugh because because the answer is so simple. The answer is so simple. Now, before I forget, pardon me, because I want each and every one of you to know that I'm thinking of you tonight. I'm thinking of you with loving terms. I want to give you today's hashtag. Today's hashtag on this beautiful Christmas day, Selsen's White Christmas. SelsenWhiteChristmas. Selsen's White Christmas. This is the hashtag that you should put on the Twitter account RealPhilHenry, or the hashtag that you should also put on the Facebook account PhilHenryFans. That's PhilHenryPhans. And good luck. You could win yourself a year's subscription to a BSP. You could win our entire digital library, or you could win nothing because you're lazy. Because your minds are beginning to rot from the inside out. Because all that you could be, you're allowing to evaporate into the sands of time as you sit and you watch your football, you drink your beer, you eat your turkey. There are days when I lose my patience with all of you, and I won't do it today because today is the day of the expectation for you and your ilk. It's called Christmas. What you refer to as Christmas, that day when a baby was born in a stable in a barn. A baby was born in a barn to a woman who'd arrived by mule and then disappeared as quickly as she appeared. You tell me, friend. You want to believe that? Have at it. Have at it. This is Elcott, the next step, and I am Dr. Ed Elcott. I certainly thank each and every one of you for being a part of today's program. I thank each and every one of you for being a part of what is my life and the lives of so many others. Elcott, the next step, is only the first step toward the next step, which could be the big step. One small step for man, one giant step for Hevner Elcott. I am his great-great-great-grandson, and it was here on these hallowed grounds that Hevner raised a dagger high above his head and sunk it into his own stomach because he couldn't take it any longer, living here in the arid plains of California. He was resurrected 3 days later and was placed upon a pedestal with two bolts in his neck that would then receive the electricity from the unit known as Universe. Some of you know it as Universe. I call it Unit 1. Now, whether or not any of this is true, it doesn't matter to me. All that matters to me is that you all enjoy your day today. And remember that I, Ed Elcott, and only I, hold the key to renewal. Renewal and appreciation here in the world of Elcott, the next step.
I can't take it anymore. I'm sorry, I can't take it any longer. I'm Ed Elcott. Ooh, yeah.